Blog Talk Radio. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Shaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. How's everybody doing today? I hope all is well. Wow, somebody to push one already. Hold on. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. What's going on?
I was just calling to ask, well, obviously to listen to the radio show, Praise the Most High, Yah. But I was calling to see what song was playing in the beginning. You know how we have to wait?
That is called, now nobody knows who made that song, but it's called Psalms 121 in Ancient Hebrew. That's in, on YouTube. Psalms 121 in Ancient Hebrew. Okay?
Oh, yes, I got it. Thank you so much. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. All right, shalom, shalom. Is there anybody else that has anything to say? Was that a bomb class yesterday or what? Now, let me give you guys a disclaimer. I'm doing the grandma duty today, so you might hear some kids. I just want you to know that. I've gone through the whole day with little kids trying to keep them quiet. We just not going to do that this time. I can't do it no more. So if you hear some kids playing in the background, I'm doing grandma duty today. So I just want you to know. So anyway. Hope all is well. I enjoyed that class yesterday. I didn't get to really go into depth, into detailed depth like I wanted to. But I'm telling you, I can't wait till we hit that one again because that was deep. I hope everybody has a clear understanding now who the Gentiles are. I hope you have a clear understanding about who the Gentiles are. Yes, indeed. Anybody want to push one, please? I need some assistance in the call today because I don't want to be talking to myself. You know, I'm trying to mute my phone as much as possible. Did you learn something yesterday? Want to know? Somebody push one. I'm going to ask 717. Area code 717. Did you learn something yesterday? Maybe she got her phone.
Oh, yes, I did. Absolutely, I learned stuff. I learned stuff every time I come to your class, Sister Aina. So praise the Most High. This is the anointing.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody else want to push one? What did you get from it yesterday? You should know. That's why I said, anybody have an idea or they have confusion about who the Gentiles are? All you got to do is look at Jerusalem. It said Jerusalem is being trodden down underfoot by the Gentiles. You'll be able to see who they are and what nationality they are and what skin color they are. You'll be able to tell. No offense, men. I hope it wasn't none taken, but it is what it is. And they're going to remain there until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. And that's just real truth. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. It's the real truth. The God is the God. Time is true. And that's what it's going to be. All praises to his high and holy name. And that's what we have to be able to understand. The Most High don't lie. His word don't come back void. And that's what we got to always know. No matter who put the book together, the book stands alone. And it validates itself. And I don't care who like it or who don't care or who got something to say about it. It validates itself and it stands by itself. And he validates it. All praises. Anybody want to push one? I would love to have a conversation with you. Let's talk. Yes, indeed. I hope everybody enjoyed that like I did yesterday. It was powerful. I mean, absolutely powerful. Hold on, Erico. Erico 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I really enjoyed the class yesterday. And I learned something I hadn't thought about that you taught was when he rose from the dead and how he was walking among the people talking. And you had asked, what did he have? He had flesh, his bones, but he didn't have the blood running through him because he had received, you know, his new immortal body. And I had never thought about that in all the times that I've read, you know, that, and I'm sure, I don't know anybody, but that was something new that I learned.
And we know it wasn't a spirit because he told him the spirit have, he said, feel me. The spirit have flesh and bone. So he was a substance, and he can move and do things that defy all physics and logic. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It is some powerful stuff going on over here, boy. Ooh, my goodness, my goodness. Anybody else? Yes, indeed. It's a powerful situation when you understand how powerful that resurrection is and what that resurrection means. You know, people don't really teach it because they don't really want to get into detail. But that's, and guess what? It was the same body. The same body that came through the womb of the woman was glorified. And that's why I tell everybody else, they always think, we going to get a new body. No, you're going to get that same one. Now, he'll be able to fix it. It ain't going to be maimed or nothing, but you're going to get that same body, and that's what you're going to take with you. It's just going to be a flesh and bone that's not like this one. Powerful stuff. It's powerful. It is powerful, you know, that, and I, you know what? I stopped recording the classes and putting them on the internet because of Christian pastors, because they taking our stuff and they trying to redo it and go to their church and teach it. If you can, you are welcome to come to the class and learn if you want to learn. But that's why I stopped doing it, because everybody trying to find a new angle and gimmick to be able to charge people money for stuff they haven't studied. No. We stopped doing that. And I used to wonder why the other groups didn't do that. They didn't put their stuff on the internet like that, a whole teaching. They stopped doing all that, because now it ain't just the Christian pastors either. It's the people of the other nations and the people who are professing to be us. They doing it too. They doing it too. Now all of a sudden they talk about the second exodus. Y'all already in the land. Why do you need an exodus? Please. No, we don't do it no more. Yep. They still come and listen. But no, we don't do it no more. We do not do that no more, because it's powerful. It's something. I mean, it's when the Israelites get to teaching, it's a powerful thing. It is. People have written books after the stuff we've been teaching. Yes, indeed. It's been something to see, I'm telling you. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. You know, when that word come alive in your spirit and you be like, oh, man, I didn't even see that. You know? And they walking and talking and eating and the risen from the dead, and he's eating, asking for food and vanishing and disappearing and appearing at whim. That ain't normal. Ain't normal. You know, but he is who he is. You know, and can't nobody do nothing about it. They can't do nothing about it. Give me that. He can't do a doggone thing about it. He created it all, so he can do it when he want to, how he want to who he want to. And folks is getting upset, you know. But I think it's beautiful. I just think it's beautiful. I really do. I think it's a beautiful thing. Yes, indeed. Powerful power. Anybody else want to push one, please feel free to do so. Hope all is well. You know, we're not going to have a long class today. If y'all not going to talk, I'm going to hang up. Because I'm telling you, I got kids over here. Hold on. Code 540. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say it's very powerful. And, you know, by him being who he is, and, you know, folks are really upset because the Bible is starting to come alive. And it's coming alive through us. You know, it used to be just pages on a book that you would just read. Some of them were just dusted on off. But now that we are coming out and explaining things, and it's making a lot of sense, and they can't handle it.
You are absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. It's becoming alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's opening up. It's a powerful thing. It really is. And it makes you excited. You wonder, that book's been sitting up on the shelf for years and years and years, and nobody's been reading it, but all of a sudden it comes alive. That's a powerful thing.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely, absolutely, no question. Powerful, y'all. But he's our Elohim. Who best to tell it than us? There's nobody else who can tell it better than we can. And we done watched pastors tell it. They done stomped it. They done sang it. They done did everything they could emotionally and got everybody all hyped up emotionally. But when you can just teach it, it's a powerful situation, I'm telling you.
Well, it still can affect you emotionally.
Yeah, it does affect you emotionally. It definitely does.
It hits every gamut in the brain.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. A powerful, 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 powerful. Yes, indeed. And, you know, we can talk about current events and what the other nations is doing, and they're going to do what they do. They've been battling each other and fighting each other ever since the beginning of time. They have embassies in each other's land, but they put all this stuff on the news like they about to go at it with each other. And it's the same old stuff. But when you talk about Yah, that's a different thing. It's a different thought. It's a different scenario.
Mm-hmm. And they can't handle it.
Nope, they can't. They cannot handle it. And every time, and then they try to dispute it. And when they can't try to dispute it, then they try to include themselves. And you can't do that either. Can't do it.
Nope. And if they cannot include themselves in it, then they try to discredit you. Some of you guys are cults, and you know, you guys are this, you guys are that, or a heretic.
That is true. That is so very, very true. That is so true. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the enemy to try to make us look bad. It is. It's just like him to try to make us look bad. It really is. But they came because we his people. We are the lot of his inheritance. And you know what my favorite part was? When we start talking about Noah's three sons, and if nobody don't listen to nothing else that I have ever said, Noah only had three sons. He had Ham, Shem, and Japheth. That's all he had. He didn't have nobody else.
And they all were the same color, except for Noah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm just saying. The Gentiles is not the same color as we are today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know how what happened to them, but they're not the same color as we are today. They just not.
No, I'm just saying that when they started out, though, they all three brothers, they all had the same color. But once they started going, out on their own, then things changed. You know, over years, thousands of years.
I want everybody to know, if you hear some kids, I'm babysitting today. I'm doing grandma duty, so I just want you to know I got my little paddle in my hand with my little threat. So if y'all if on mute, you're going to hear me saying some things, you know. Anyway. But, yes, absolutely, I agree 100%.
No, Nana.
Yes. So it's a lot to learn, and we still haven't scratched the surface. I mean, I think we did a good job with what we did yesterday. We skimmed over, and it was a beautiful job. But it's a lot to learn, understanding about that resurrection, because that resurrection is something. It is. Anybody else have a question or want to join in on the conversation? Please feel free to push one. Yes, it's been powerful. It's been a beautiful thing, but. We live and we learn. We got people pushing one. Hold on. 504, I think you push one. 717, y'all's mics are open. You're on the air.
What I learned
yes.
that you were saying,
oh, go ahead.
That it's all about the one-third. All this that's going on is all about the one-third.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. Anybody else, please feel free to push one. A 504,
yes, I wanted to add, yesterday it was a video that was up, and this melanated man said that he was traveling from America to go to Africa. I don't know what part he was going to. And he said when he boarded the plane that it was mostly all the Gentiles were on there, took their money out of the banks here in America, and they are relocating somewhere in Africa. And he said, so when he got over there, that one of them got irate with him and called him, you know, out of his name, you know, a derogatory name. And he said that he turned around and said, we are trying to get away from you all. Why are you following us? Why are you coming over here with that? And they just looked stunned, you know. So the same thing that you were saying earlier, we started talking about Second Exodus. No one was speaking about that. And now all of a sudden they getting their money out of the banks and they call themselves doing an Exodus. But where are they going of all places? They're going to Africa. How come they didn't go to Europe or one of the other countries? Why are they going to Africa? And that's what, that was his question.
Well, they're trying to save their wealth and escape punishment, and that's not going to happen. It don't matter. That's what that is. That is all that is. You know, everybody trying to save their wealth. Because they know that America's getting ready to go through some serious changes. They know that.
Oh, yeah, look at
that. Did I hang up on her? I did not mean to do that. I am so sorry, y'all. My little system is acting up. She'll call back. But, yeah, absolutely. That's what it is. Everybody's scared they're going to lose their money. So they're trying to get their money out of here. And that's what that is. Anybody else want to push one, please feel free to do so. Sis, I am so sorry about that. Let me open your mic back up. I think I hit the X by accident. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, sis. I'm listening to you. I didn't mean to disconnect you. Area code 504.
Yeah, that was all I had to say. I thought my phone was just dropping because it had been doing that for the last couple of days. So, that was all that I, you know, was concerned. Like, they are doing their exodus and taking their money out. And of all places, they're going to Africa. You know, that's all I was saying.
That's the richest land in the world. That's the wealth. That's the richest land in the world. It is. It has the majority of resources of all kind of diamonds, jewels, precious metals, all kind of stuff is still in that land. It's the rich, and guess what? Jerusalem is the most prime real estate in the world. They done fought over Jerusalem I don't know how many times. But now it's being trodden down under the foot by the Gentiles. It just is. Prime real estate. Wealth. That's what it is. Anybody else have anything you want to say about it? I mean, because, you know, it was amazing situation. Yesterday was off. It was good. It was just good. Yes, it was. It was powerful. All praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. You know, it's a blessing. We have learned so much about who he is and how he operates and what his process is and what he's going to do in the midst of all the other gods of the other nations who are trying to keep this knowledge hid. He has finally opened up the understanding to us, and it's powerful. It's a powerful thing. Yes, it is. Ooh, glory to his name. Yes. Anybody else have anything you have to say? We got the mic open. Yeah.
It's all praise Yah, and I hope that those that didn't know how to count the 3 days, that they learned something, you know, how to calculate when he died and when he actually did, you know, rise, that it wasn't on a Sunday, because when they got there, he was already gone, so he couldn't have rose Sunday, because they got there early Sunday.
Yes, they did. He was gone. He was gone. Especially if you calculated the evening and the morning was the first day, because that's how it was done in the Old Testament. I mean, in Genesis, the evening and the morning was the first day, you know? So all praises be to the Most High. That's how we calculate our time and our calendars and everything different from everybody else. We do. Yes, indeed. Different from everybody else. It's just a blessing to know who you are in this day and time and to know your Elohim. And guess what? It don't interfere with nobody else's belief in what they believe. You can believe what you want to. But we know our Elohim. In the same book that's been sitting up on the shelf for hundreds of years. I couldn't get over how Port Comfort, Virginia was created in 1610. And then the Bible was created in 1611. And then we went into captivity in 1619.
Actually, the Bible was created before 1611. It's just that the King James Version came out.
Right, absolutely, in 1611.
So, you know.
Absolutely, no question. Nathan over here talking about hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Day 2 and 3, tell me hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
People, grandma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that young man.
You tell me hallelujah. They a mess, but that's what you want. You want them to know y'all, that's for sure. They say hallelujah. But it's a blessing, you know, to know what we know and to be who we are. Anybody else have any comments you want to make about yesterday's class or about anything? Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that was so cute with the little kids saying hallelujah. That's just the Holy Spirit in them. They already know. Have that Yah DNA in them.
Yeah, they can be nice when they want to, but when they need to be punished, they get punished. So, you know, I got somebody standing in timeout right now. He's not very happy. But anyway, anybody else have a comment or anything about class yesterday?
The fact that Yahushua was sitting there talking with them and just talking and eating. After he died, he was eating, literally eating with them and talking, asking them questions to see what they remembered about himself. And then he just opened their eyes, and then once their eyes were open, they blinked and he was gone.
Vanished. Completely vanished right in front of their face. Gone. Absolutely. Powerful stuff. And then they got the nerve to say that the Messiah going to come from the children of Israel. Not the one we read about. I can't wait to see this. I really can't. In order for you to be a prince, your father got to be a king. And we don't have no kings right now in Israel. None.
Now, I don't know nobody else who died for my sins. And who was after me.
This is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out and who's going to be in charge and what's going to end up happening. It's going to be very interesting to see. Very much so. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Yahshua is Lord. That's all there is to it.
And he's going to be 33 years old when he come back here, y'all. That's the thing. He's going to be a young black Negro. And nobody wants to admit that. 33.
Well, they better.
Years old.
They better be admitting it. You better get used to it.
Yeah. And then, you know, like I said, it's hard on the Sabbath day to watch all these programs. Pure Flicks and all them other programs. They're just lying. All the characters are Caucasian. Every last one of the characters is Caucasian. All of them.
Of course. Look at the Ten Commandments. As much as I like the cinematography, and as much as I like the storyline and all that, come on now. You got a British man playing Pharaoh? A British man. Charlton Heston is bad enough. Say that for your brother.
Yeah, Jeremiah, Solomon, David, all of them. Joseph, all of them white. All of them.
You know, the only one that came pretty close to what the Bible was talking about as far as us being in the Bible. You remember that lady that played in that Angel TV series with Della Reese?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know she came out with that TV series with the different Bible characters, and one of the characters she had on there, it was Samson. And Samson was a big black dude.
Yeah, with locks.
With locks in his hair. And of course, you know, the churches, the TV people, and all of the other viewers, oh, that can't be Samson.
Yeah.
He's too black. I was like, get out of here.
Well, you know what? That episode is actually on YouTube. That episode is actually on YouTube, and it's a big black guy with dreads, and
yep.
Delilah is a white girl. Y'all do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even though we know that Delilah was a black woman.
When we talked about yesterday, the Canaanites, all the Ites, are a part of the Canaanite family. All them was black people, all of them. The Girgashites and the Amorites, all them was people of color. They came from Ham.
That whole region was black people. That whole region was black, nothing but black folk. You look up at where Abraham came from in the land of Ur. That's present-day Iraq. They do have black Iraqis up there. But they refuse to show them. Yes.
I know. Absolutely.
They got black. They also got black Iranians. They have all that whole region. And that's part of North Africa. But when you say that, they only put Egypt. And even then, they really don't want to put Egypt. They always want to say that Egypt is separated from the rest of Africa. And we know that it's not.
That's because if you read the Bible, Christ his mother and father went down into Egypt to hide. And if that was the case, he couldn't hide if he was black and everybody else was white, he would stand out like a sore thumb. So like I said, it's all an illusion. It's deception. That is what it is.
You got it. That's exactly what it is. It's a deception.
Powerful, powerful things. I am so, you know, it's just amazing. All you can do is watch, though, because they're going to keep on, it's going to continue until it's over, until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. That's why I laugh at them. They have the basic storyline right, but as far as the meat and potatoes, they don't, which we all know now. Because we used to sit down and I remember as a kid, couldn't wait to watch the Ten Commandments. Couldn't wait to watch those Jesus flicks, especially the one with the big eyes.
Right.
Because they had you emotionally. They really did.
That's
they
true.
Had you emotionally.
That's why, even with the Passion of the Christ, that too.
Mm-hmm.
It is something to see once you know the truth. It is really something, I'm telling you. It makes all the difference in the world.
And not to mention when you realize that, I mean, when you find out that Mel Gibson, when he did the Passion of the Christ, when he had directed it, he's Catholic. So, you know, the Catholic Church endorsed that. It was like the Catholic Church.
Wow, I didn't know that.
A whole bunch of them.
I did not know
that. Yeah.
I mean, the whole storyline is interesting. All the nations involved is interesting. All of this is just interesting. And you're just like, wow. And now you understand why you hate it so much. It's like, wow. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, and when the Bible said it's a conspiracy, it is truly a conspiracy. It's like, wow. Ooh, my.
That's exactly what it is, a conspiracy. C-O-N-spiracy.
Well, I think, you know, even in the conspiracy, it has truly been a pleasure to have had this experience, because I wouldn't have had it any other way, because I know what not to do now. You know, and under no circumstances will I do it again willingly. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, our people didn't know any better because they didn't want us to read the Bible. They really didn't. Because we would equate it, our slavery, with the children of Israel. We, and y'all would have went on ahead and put that stuff into our brains, that this is who you really are. You are descendants. And especially when you read Deuteronomy 28.
Nobody else can identify themselves with those scriptures. They just can't do it. They can't do it.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And what gets me is how nasty some of the Hamites are toward us. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, what in the world? I don't know about the men, but I know the women, some of the women is off the chain. It's like, wow.
They're after y'all men, that's why.
But they was a part of the conspiracy, too. They was. They was up in there with them. You know, you got to think about it. Everybody was a part of the conspiracy. Because guess what? They got to, after we came out of the way, they got a chance. Their nation was the one that they used to identify everybody of color. You had to be African if you had any color in you at all. Nobody told them it was a separation between the African and the Negro. Nobody told them that. They just lumped us all together. You know?
Looking at our dark and brown skin. But the thing is that we are people of many colors. We're just not only dark and brown.
That's true. That is so very true. You'd be surprised. I'm telling you, that is so true. Now everybody identifying with us, especially people that was of a mixed race that looked more the other way. Oh, my father's African American. My everybody is now. It's like, oh, really? I couldn't tell. Oh, yes, my father's African American. Oh, okay.
Well, you know why, don't you? The possibility of money is going to be shelved out. That's why.
That's true. That is so very true. I don't know how y'all going to
forget it.
Or when he going to do it, but they getting wind of it. Yeah, you right about that. You are so right about that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That is so true. Powerful.
Yes.
We getting close. All we got to do is trust him, and he going to do the rest. That's all we can do is trust him, and he'll do the rest.
Yep, hang in there. Don't lower your shields. You're gonna drop your sword, get your helmet knocked off, even your breastplate knocked off, even your shoes. But hang on to your shield. In this case, shields for all of us.
Yes. Keep the word of Yah. The word is on in your faith. Keep it. The word of Yah is powerful. Nobody can tell the story like we can. It's the word of Yah.
And don't worry about how much you know. The Holy Spirit will give you words to speak. You don't have to worry about memorizing, because he will give you words to speak. She will give you words to speak to people, speaking to kings, presidents, all kind of folks, all the way down to the basic commoner.
Yes. And I even had some of the other people of the other nation, some of the women, to my, oh, you have to come through the womb of the women. I'm like, really, though? Really? Okay. Oh, yes, the women are very important in the Bible. You know, they're the ones, that you, especially the women of the foreign women, were very important. Yeah, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
What was it that they were supposed to have done?
I don't know. I cut it off after that. I was like, mute.
Again, they want to take your place. They know who you are. They know exactly who you guys are, and they don't like it. So they're going to try to go it all and substitute themselves for you.
That is true. Well, you know what? We are still Yah's people, and he's not going to allow that to happen. He's not. He's not going to allow that to happen. He's not. So I have really come to the conclusion that, you know, this is real. The word is real. The word, the Most High is real, and he cannot lie. The only thing he can do is, the only thing he cannot do is fail. He can't fail. His word is real.
Can I fail? Cannot lie, and he cannot learn. He can't learn because he knows everything.
He knows everything. Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
He cannot fail because he's perfect. And he cannot lie because lying is not part of his character.
That's true. Yes, indeed. That is so very true. You know, we getting there, y'all. Just hold on. Hang on a little longer. Hang on just a little bit longer. Yes, indeed.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Powerful. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful time. You know, and we have to spend more time talking about him instead of them. Because they're going to do what they're going to do, but we are the ones to tell the world about who he is. You know?
That's right. And if they don't listen to us, that's fine. Because one day soon, that knee going to bow. But before it bows, it's going to be smoting against each other. and then is going to bow. And they're going to put that head down to the ground.
And
they
you know
will
that?
Say,
even guess what? Even if it ain't him, if it's an angel, they're going to go to the ground. They're going down.
Mm-hmm. They're going down. That's right. But especially with him. Where you going to run? Where you going to hide? David said, if I make my bed in the deepest oceans, you right there. If I go down to the deepest underground, you right there. No matter where I go, you are always there. Can I run? Can I hide?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, glory. There ain't nowhere you can go. I'm already there. He created it all. He created
mm-hmm.
it all.
And
there's
even the darkest.
He created everything.
No.
He did.
Even the darkest of night, there is absolutely no light at all. He'll still see you. He will see
you
like it is daytime.
There is no hiding. None. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I have enjoyed this, you guys. That's all I can say. This has truly been a pleasure that the Most High has allowed us to come together with the meeting of the minds. It has truly been a pleasure. I'm telling you. It has.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's very intelligent people on this line, on the class. You guys are thinkers, you know, critical thinkers, you know, and the Most High just drops nuggets down in us and we share it. And it's a beautiful thing. It is truly a beautiful thing. You know, and I just feel privileged to have known you guys and met you, you know.
Well, I know I feel the same way.
And you should say that to each other. You know, I just want you guys to know I appreciate you. You know, and how faithful you all have been. And we're constantly coming together. And the Most High is getting ready to do something with us. And I think it's great. I just really do. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's going to be a wonderful thing to be able to do this thing together. Ooh. We had to go through some valleys. We had to go through some stuff. Hold on, area code 228. Hold on, let me get your mic open. 228, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 228.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had my phone on mute. I'm sorry. Shalom, family, and I want to thank the Most High for you too, Sister Yaina, because there has been countless nights that I just had to turn on the Blog Talk Radio and fall asleep to it.
Well, I'm glad, sis. I am so glad.
I'm telling you, it's like I had gotten addicted to your voice, because when being the only one that's awakened in the family, that's the only way I could communicate is by listening to Blog Talk and listening to you on YouTube. And I just felt comfortable, like I wasn't alone, and I could just listen to you and Brother Doniav talking. Then you got other ones that could come in, that came in, and it's like many a nights, I just fell asleep to your voice, listening
well,
to you, teaching and all that. I thank you most.
I'm so happy to hear that, ma'am. I really am. You never know what you're doing, you know, when he has you doing something, you never know what impact it's going to have. So all praises to the Most High Yah that, you know, was able to be a comfort. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank him. Thank the Most High and thank you. For you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a little boy over here telling me, no. I said, I'm going to get you. When I get off this phone, he's telling me, no. I'm going to get him. He know it. Tell me, I told him to sit down. He's telling me, no. Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to get him. He's telling me, no, he's going to get it. Can't get off here fast enough. He know it. Yes, indeed. Then when I hang up, he's going to run from me, but that's all right. I'm going to catch him.
Catch me.
Woo, little little kids, you got to love them. You know they are special and precious. They really are. They really, really are. But, yeah, I appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you so much, you know, for that. You know, all praises be to his high and holy name. We just got to get through this together one day at a time. That's all we can do is one day at a time. One day at a time. Shh. One day at a time. Yes, indeed. One day at a time. One day we're going to be on the boat riding home talking about it. Like, remember we did that radio show?
I'm going to go out there towards the front of the ship and just have the ocean spray to hit my face.
Oh, you and me both. You and me both. And wait a minute. And look back one time and don't look back no more. Keep your eyes straight to the front. Keep the eyes straight to the front. We ain't got to see it no more. You know, it was a punishment. We served the punishment, and it's time to go home, y'all. It's time to go home. It's almost there. It's almost over. Just hold on to the Most High say so. And it's when he say so, not nobody else but him. He wrote it. It's his prophecy. And he wrote the end from the beginning so that the way has already been made. It's already been made. It's already been made. Yes, it has. He is a blessing. I'm so glad to know him. I am so, and you all too as well. You know, some of us have met and some of us haven't, but we will meet each other. We will. It's going to be soon to come. Just hold on. There's no other solution. There's nothing else that can fix this. There's no quick fix. There's no governmental fix. There's nothing that can fix this. We have served our sentence, and it's time for us to go home. Now, it's time for us to go back to the land of Canaan. Back to the land of Canaan. Hallelujah. Back to the land of Canaan. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we are on our way to that destination. Now, you know I'm going to end this call early tonight because I got babies over here. And I just wanted to be able to touch base with you all today. Next week we'll be at our regularly scheduled program. We're going to go through the whole thing next week. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their Sunday and enjoy the first day of the week. And I will catch up with you guys again. We're going to come back on Tuesday for the women's call, and then Wednesday is our Old Testament, and then Thursday is Sister Afion with her parables, and then we're going to have Friday as the beginning of the Sabbath, and then Saturday is the Sabbath, and Saturday night is the new moon ceremony. All of that's happening next week. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Anybody else have anything they want to say before we dismiss for the night? Anybody have anything you want to say before we dismiss for the night? I'm going to let you go a little early. I got to spend some time with my babies. I had to work today, so I was trying to keep them quiet while I had to work, and that was a job. It was a journey. We made it. We made it. All right, you guys, if nobody has anything else to say, you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see the ladies Tuesday night. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.